This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, we were talking about dua and getting it accepted. And I remind myself and you that there are things that come in the way of duas being accepted. And if I want my dua to be accepted, then I must remove those things in my life which are impediments, which are blockers for my dua being accepted. And all of those things, whatever they might be, can be clubbed under one name, and that is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a beautiful hadith where a man came to Nabi sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please make dua that I should be one of your companions in Jannah. That I should be with you in Jannah. I make this dua for all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of you the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Did he say, Oh Allah, make him a... No. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will make the dua, but I want you to help my dua with your actions. Now think about this. Does the dua of the Nabi alayhi salam need anybody's help? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this to him, not because the dua needs the help, but because he wants to reinforce and emphasize the importance of amal, the importance of leaving the disobedience of Allah, of becoming obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we are in Ramadan, let us reflect on the fact that, for example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are some people who will only get hunger and thirst from Ramadan. Nothing else. Because they continue to lie and cheat and backbite and slander and harm people. They continue their life of disobedience throughout Ramadan. May Allah protect us. I know people who are Muslims who habitually drink alcohol but leave it in Ramadan. I know Muslims who habitually smoke cigarettes but they leave it during the day. They make their iftar with a cigarette. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. My brothers and sisters, who are you fooling? Think about this. Alhamdulillah, there is some goodness in you that you know that alcohol is haram, so you are leaving it in Ramadan. Continue it. Leave it forever. Because you know it is wrong. Something, some goodness is there that reminds you to leave it, at least in Ramadan. It's not a question of at least. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to leave it forever because Allah forbade it. Quite apart from the fact that it kills your brain neurons, and that's not a particularly intelligent thing to do. Allah made this whole cigarette smoking, Allah made it haram. All kinds of alcohol, all kinds of addictive things, all kinds of tobacco, all kinds of addictive substances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all of these haram. For our benefit, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the signs of the people of Jahannam is that smoke will come from their mouths. I'm not saying that somebody smoking a cigarette is a Jahannami, but I'm saying, why do you want to do something which resembles somebody from Jahannam? Leave these things. Remember that the acceptance of dua is dependent on our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make istighfar and then tawbah, which is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turning towards Allah means what? Means leaving that which is prohibited and doing what is permitted only. Making the hijrat from disobedience to obedience. Ramadan came to give us this lesson and to drive home this lesson. Let us learn this lesson and let us get the benefit of Ramadan al-Kareem, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our istighfar and tawbah and to make it easy for us and to give us the sweetness of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we enjoy disobedience. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Let us learn to enjoy obedience. Why do we need encouragement to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It must be something we should run towards. So let us do that. Let us change our attitude. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِيهِ وَصَحْبِهِ اجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ